Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you, overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes, good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate on a chilly Thursday night, Dave. On a, you know, last Friday night at the end of the Benton Harbor game, it was 75 degrees still outside. It was beautiful. And I woke up this morning, it was 34. That's a, do I have a, talk to me for a second.
Am I here?
Hey, you're there.
Here I am.
You were a ghost before that. Dave Springsteen. Not Bruce Springsteen. Dave Springsteen.
David Bruce.
Formerly the broker owner of Springsteen Realty in Dowagiac and Sister Lakes, merged with Cressy and Everett back in 2011. Great reputation, best service, best advice, loyal and honest, multi-million dollar producer. Over, are you really over 30 years now, or is it like 29.7?
35 years.
35 years. He started when he was 8.
18.
Lots of designations. Former director of the Southwest Michigan Board of Realtors, former chairman of the Multiple Listing System Technology Committee as well. And he's a full-time realtor at Cressy and Everett Stevensville location, 5675 Red Earl Highway in Stevensville. Phone, have I got this right, Dave? 269-462-2500.
That would be correct.
And Dave Springsteen at CressyEverett.com is the email website, DaveSpringsteen.CressyEverett.com. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been on the air with us for a while, but you've been busy.
Very, very busy.
You're never not busy.
I'm never not busy.
It's what you're busy about. That's the question.
Exactly.
We're going to do time management skills. I need them too. I'm you know, always involved and somewhere on some board or another. Dave and I, by the way, are both on the board of the Real Help Foundation as well. What have you, since the last time you've been here, September and October, for instance, we're almost at the end of October. Halloween's Tuesday. What have you been seeing?
It seems like at least the St. Joe market seems to be tightening up a little. I mean, there's certain homes that are still selling very fast within a few days, but it is not like what it was.
Well, in June, July,
yeah,
no.
I mean, it was really great then, but I think inventory's still down a little bit. And again, that's just from me looking. I'm not looking at real numbers when I say that. So
yeah, we're not sitting in front of our
reports.
You could
ask 10 realtors and you get 10 different answers.
Really. Yeah, but, depending on who they are.
But it's busy. And again, I'm always busy, but it seems, I guess the biggest thing I'm seeing as far as my personal business is more problems. I mean, that's what seems to be keeping me busier.
If the properties have issues,
exactly.
Or sometimes the borrowers have issues, or sometimes the lenders have issues. Everybody,
exactly.
You know, they're not all at the same time necessarily.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, it just seems like an issue-free deal is very hard.
It's harder to find.
Yeah. And that issue could be that you're bidding against five people. So, I mean, it's, you know, some issues are issues that are kind of good for certain people.
If you're the listing agent,
yeah, exactly.
or you're the seller, the home
but
seller.
But again, it seems that it's just different in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and with me, it seems I do a lot of different things. So I'm all over the place with types of loans, as you know.
Well, and yeah, and
those loans
you'll
come
you
with
have some commercial
things.
Listings, you'll have some higher-end listings,
yes.
And you'll also spend, as your wife would say, it's just your big heart, and you spend a lot of time, as I do, with, you know, first-time home buyers or
mm-hmm.
single moms,
yes.
Or single dads could be, too. This tends to be more single moms than single dads, you know, trying to
which,
buy their
which
first
reminds
house recovery.
Me.
Yeah.
I'll have that. Those three windows and the overflow pipe on that water heater tomorrow. I'll be doing that tomorrow morning. So,
see,
just so
that's
you know.
The other side of the coin is,
so you know.
Is Dave helping folks, you know, work to find contractors or get contractors in, or you know, doing some touch-up painting yourself to.
Yeah.
to meet the FHA and the Rural Development or VA kind of guidelines, because on a conventional you hardly ever see, hey, there's some peeling paint on an appraisal. We don't see that in appraisal at all. So you have some great listings, and I also, we talked about before on the air, I want to talk a little bit about, because outside of St. Joe Stevensville and Benton Harbor City proper, you know, there's a lot of well and septics in there, and I don't think I've ever had a conversation with somebody who has knowledge on what it takes, what that can cost, the inspections, sure, those things.
Sure,
so,
sure.
And let's go talk about how about Concord Ridge next. We'll do that one first.
Okay, as far as houses or listings.
Yeah,
yeah. This home is basically it's a 3 or 4 bedroom home. It's on the main, it's a ranch, so it's one level. On the main level, there is a 2 bedrooms, and there's one bedroom that is an office
at the moment, but could be a bedroom if you didn't want to use it.
It does have a closet, but it does have sort of a, you know, like a double door, mm-hmm. like an office would. So, but downstairs in the basement, which is a basement that's what we would call a daylight basement. So,
yeah.
It's
half
not
above
quite
ground.
As deep. Yeah, it's not a walkout, sort of in between. And there's a full bath with a bedroom down there.
I've been in this house. Is that theater room stained?
Yes. Yeah. So unless they don't want it.
And there's
had somebody
theater chairs in there. And when I say theater chairs, I mean lazy boy
couch
kind of
type things,
couch
type electric
chairs. Yeah.
You know, recliners and
speakers
all that.
Speakers built into and yeah. all that stuff.
It's got stadium seating, so it does have the stack seating and. Yeah,
so
I mean,
if you're a Michigan or Notre Dame fan, this
love
is perfect.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, especially football. Notre Dame fans. that I can attest for.
Well, although after the way they trashed USC last week,
exactly. Although I did see State beat Michigan in that room before, it's good for that.
It does happen once in a while.
Good for that.
You've got, let's see, property taxes homesteaded, $3,290, and not unusual. That's St. Joe Township, Royalton Township.
That's Royalton out
Royalton
there.
Royalton Township.
Yeah, it's in Concord Ridge.
Nice neighborhood.
Yeah. The nice thing about Concord Ridge is you do have curbs and you do have sidewalks, which is...
In some
doesn't
areas,
sound like much,
not,
but it
not,
is
well,
nice.
I live in Royalton Heights, and I don't have curbs or sidewalks.
Yeah,
though.
So it is in all the homes in there require to have... underground sprinkling, so you don't have brown lawn, green lawn, brown green. It's everything's green. It's
everything's
it's,
beautiful.
Yep, yep.
Oh, that sounds like everything. That sounds like a song. Yeah, of course, St. Joe Public Schools, 3 bedrooms up, a bedroom in the basement, 2 baths, full baths up, 1 in the basement as well. You've got 2,400 square feet, all levels, and 1,650 there on the main floor. And, you know, and half the basement's finished, half the basement's unfinished. Is that
exactly
about right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So you've got stuff you could do if you want in that other half of the basement.
Sure. And the nice thing about that basement is it does have 9-foot walls, and it does have floor trusses. And anybody that doesn't know what a floor truss is, it's basically, it allows you to hide the wiring, the plumbing, and the heating ducts mm-hmm. up in the floor. So when you have a 9-foot basement, you have 9-foot ceilings. You don't have that
drop down
a
down
foot to go around
yeah.
things, and it's just a straight 9-foot.
Nice flat.
So when
area.
You're down there, you feel like even less basement-y because you have high ceilings. And but yeah, you could easily put a large family room down there, and without a whole lot of money.
Or a workshop, depending on
absolutely.
Where
absolutely.
You're interested. The house is only built in 2008. Describe where Concord Ridge is for those who aren't familiar, because it's
yeah,
you're
Concord
just
Ridge is if you go out M-139 towards Berrien Springs, you would get there by turning on Market Woods Road. But if you know where that large Concord Ridge
there's a sign.
Equestrian Center,
yeah,
it's
right across
directly
the
across. There's a field between the subdivision. Then there's a field. Then there's M-139. Then there's
then
the
there's
horse
the,
barn.
Yeah,
and also the Humane Society's partially done with their new
built
facility out
well.
That way as well. Yep.
Yeah. This house just put this one on the market last week, and you already had an offer on Sunday that quickly, which is not surprising because the condition that the house is in, it's.
The condition is good condition. It's It's got some upgrades with floors, hickory floors.
The deck's redone recently.
Acacia floor. Yeah.
And interior flooring and yeah, what you're yeah. talking about, but yeah. also the some of the decks
new,
in the back.
All new composite and such, yeah. too.
Off so. That, it's off the master bedroom, isn't it? There's a little
yeah,
deck
there's
with
a deck
seating
there
area.
And a, yeah. and a deck off the dining room as well.
Yeah, the fire pit on the deck off the doesn't come with it, just so you know. It's a
yep.
Well, I suppose everything's negotiable almost.
Absolutely.
Address again is 4765 Concord Ridge in St. Joe. The listing price is only $299.9. And again, you can find it by jumping out to Dave's website. DaveSpringsteen.CressyEverett.com. Everett has two T's in it. Dave's cell phone is 269-462-2500, and his email is davespringsteen@cressyeverett.com. We'll be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate on a beautiful but chilly Thursday night in Southwest Michigan. I'm John Wallace with Dave Springsteen, Cressy and Everett Real Estate. Dave's cell phone, 462-2500. Dave Springsteen at CressyEverett.com is the website. Dave Springsteen dot, actually, Dave Springsteen at CressyEverett.com is the email. DaveSpringsteen.CressyEverett.com. Just type Dave Springsteen Realtor. He comes right up to the top, right up front. From St. Joe, let's jump out to Eau Claire. You've got, this is a beautiful, oh, and it's got a 360 video on it as well on your website. 3365 Hochberger. Is it Hochberger or Hochberger?
I've always pronounced it Hochberger, but
we'll go with that.
I guess I could be wrong.
In Eau Claire, $449,900 is the listing price. Three bedrooms, two full baths, 2,100 square feet, a contemporary house, Eau Claire Schools, of course, and it's not far off Pipestone Road, and the pictures are just amazing, unbelievable. Tell me about
this
house.
It's my drone that I bought that takes nice
pictures. That takes those videos?
Yeah.
And see, there's another skill. You could hire out for weddings. And
there you go. That property, I mean, the best thing about the property, I should say the house, but it's
42
got 42 acres. I mean, that's the biggest distinction of that property. And the beauty is, I think the owner told me he's got it over a mile and a half of trails, and they're groomed trails. So they're not, you know, where you got to get slapped in the face with leaves and
poison.
And the beauty, the other nice thing is when I show that home, I probably shouldn't tell people this because somebody will just want to see it for this, but he lets me use his ATVs.
Oh,
to go out and show them the trails and so forth. So it's
you can see some of the 40 acres, and that's part of the drone video that's on your website.
Yeah,
it shows more of the acreage than just the.
But there's a huge amount of woods of that, and it's really the ultimate recreational house. It's got an in-ground pool.
Yeah,
it's got a pole barn if somebody wants horses. It's got, you know, at least half of it is the groomed trails through this beautiful wooded acreage. I mean, it's just a beautiful house. House sits about probably 1,000 feet off of the road, so it sits way back. This long driveway going back to it. It kind of sits on a rise on a hill. I can't
beautiful.
Say enough
this
about
is not
it.
Fake stone. That's a beautiful real stone fireplace
Absolutely.
In the living room with, of course,
Absolutely.
A big screen TV can be sitting right above there. A nice deck out the back looking into the out over the pool.
Yeah.
Within that living room, you've got some sunlights in.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Nice
yeah.
views, great hardwood floors. And, of course, nice and... There's a beautiful, clean colors, natural woodwork. The that slate countertops?
Granite.
Granite, not slate countertops, but just gorgeous stone. And then, dining room there as well, and a nice master bedroom.
And they redid the bath where it's got one of the new, the new tubs now that... This sort of, I think people are getting away, at least that's the trend I'm seeing, is you're getting away from like the jacuzzi tub and
right.
just going to the soaking tub, which is
longer
now they make
and
these,
more narrow.
Yeah, they make
it's
these.
It's got headrests built into it.
And they just kind of float. I mean, they're like the old legged. But they don't have the legs, but they're just, that's the trend it seems, but it's really a nice place.
It's a beautiful house, and again, you can see it out on the website. The address is 3365 Hochberger Road in Eau Claire, off Pipestone, not hard to find. $449,900, but again, you've got 42 acres out there, which gives you lots of privacy, but other things to do as well. And the property taxes are only $3,843. Eau Claire Schools, you've got creek and stream running through there, of course, and all the woods as well. And you said a couple miles of groomed trails that they've created?
Yes.
So,
and if anybody's ever, I've had people just a kind of an off topic, but I've had people that want land for recreational use.
Yeah.
And they think they want wooded land. I was just with a guy this weekend and telling him this. I said, if you want a place with trails, and I'm talking about even just plain land,
right.
It's not as easy as you think to groom trails and
right.
make trails. I've had a lot of them. They get out there and then they buy all this equipment and can't figure out how to get it and keep them groomed because they keep growing up and growing up. That's really hard to find groomed trails like that. When I say groomed, I mean where you're not being slapped and the prickers getting you as you go through there. It's like walking through a park.
Yeah.
And the sad part of that is you get so carried, the land is so beautiful, you forget about the house. I mean,
the house is gorgeous as well.
Yeah, but it's just that that land is just so rare and beautiful. And it does have a large 40 by 48 pole barn as well.
This kind of screams, nature preserve and rest. I could see my wife owning this and then holding peace retreats and massage therapy and those kind of things. And the heat is geothermal, too.
Geothermal, yep.
So all year round, you get that inexpensive benefit because geothermal is not inexpensive necessarily to install, but very highly efficient when it comes to heating in the winter and cooling in the summer.
Yeah. And there is a full basement to finish, and it's got an egress window in it. So, you could put a bedroom or something down there as well.
Kids, go to your room. Address 3365 Hochberger Road in Eau Claire. Listing price $449,900. Again, you've got 42 acres as well, and you have to go out and see these pictures on the website. DaveSpringsteen.CressyEverett.com. His cell phone is 462-2500. Email DaveSpringsteen@CressyEverett.com, and we'll be right back and talk about some of your properties in the Dowagiac area next.
Sounds great.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate on a beautiful Thursday night as we wrap up October. Dave Springsteen from Cressy and Everett in the studio with us tonight. Properties in St. Joe and Eau Claire. And Dave's got a lot more listings than we can talk about in an hour or whatever.
I'm just full of listings.
Well, you're always looking for more listings, too.
Oh, absolutely.
462-2500 is number. DaveSpringsteen@CressyEverett.com is the web email and the website DaveSpringsteen.CressyEverett.com. So let's jump out into Dowagiac. Of course, in an area you grew up in and you're very familiar with, and we were just talking about Spruce Ridge, the golf course you sold earlier. I've been out of use as a golf course for a while, but going to be restored and golf course again soon. But This is 26087 Dutch Settlement Street in Dowagiac. I love this because it's 5.5 acres, a little over 5.5 acres. We've got 2,500 square feet, with the listing price of $209.9. You're well under $100 a square foot, especially with 5.5 acres. And the interior is just gorgeous.
Yeah, the whole house was back in 2007. They made a pretty huge addition. I would say, I'm guessing, at least a 900 square foot addition. And when they did that, they just redid the whole house. So they didn't
because the original structure is 1930s.
Yes, and I sold that house to them, and it was my secretary's house when I sold it to him. So I knew the house very well. When I went back in, I had no idea
what they'd done on the inside.
Different. So it's so different that everything is, when you walk through the door, it looks like a brand new house.
Yeah.
Or a house that was built in 2007, but
instead of 1930, no.
Yeah, completely. And it was a 1930s, I'd call it kind of a Cape Cod-ish country home. But so there is an upstairs with a couple bedrooms and a bath. It's just a really, really good value. And it sits off the road. It's kind of hidden a little bit up on a hill. It's surrounded by woods. It's just up the road from what I used to have to say until now, the former Spruce Ridge Golf Course. Now it is the Spruce Ridge Golf Course again, or at least next year it'll be opening.
Open up again.
And it was only closed this year, so it wasn't closed for long. But so it's very close to that, very kind of across the road from Mill Pond.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a pond on this 5.5 acres.
Yeah, there's a pond in the back. There's a lot of wildlife there, deer, turkey, that kind of thing. So there's nobody near you, really, because next to you, there's, I think, another 20 acres or so, and there's just one house buried in the woods there. So you just feel like you're completely surrounded in nature there.
Well, and as you go through, I'm sitting here looking at the pictures on the
beautiful
website.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does. It looks like a
new house,
built house.
Yeah, if I took a picture of a house in Concord Ridge, for instance, and
which
put that as the outdoor picture, you would have no idea that that's not what you're looking at with the indoor pictures.
Got a jacuzzi tub and a standing shower separate in the master bath. I'm assuming it is.
Yeah.
You know, beautiful hardwood floors, nice light colors. Okay, there's a kid's bedroom that's a blue. I might have to change that, but for some other folks, that might be perfect.
Sure. Well, and it's got a main floor master suite, and that's mostly what that addition was a master suite and I think family room in there. But the master bedroom's 15 by 24, so, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. This is an upstairs bathroom that has his and her sinks, because that's always a benefit. The two sinks.
I
think that's
the upstairs. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah,
but that way, you know, the kids don't have to worry about
the
sink.
He had two kids, so they shared that bath.
Main floor laundry. Got a, is that like a pole barn shed outside?
It's got like an older 2-car garage. They just never did anything with it. So it's kind of a block.
An older.
Somebody could block. Side it, or you could just put a pole barn there. I mean, there's plenty of room for it. They didn't.
5.5 acres. You got a fair amount of room. So some patio, nice stone out back in the patio and a little deck there, and beautiful windows all along the back of the house, including that, as you said, partially half a Cape Cod and then
this
main
addition.
Floor extended out on the addition. It's just beautiful. And again, 5.5 acres, 2,500 square feet for only $209.9. Property taxes, here's another great part, only $1,727. I was looking for it. Water type, there's water pond. Is this well and septic or city water?
It's well and septic. You're out of the city limits there, by the way. So.
Okay, so before we go in our last segment, talk about these last two houses, let's talk about that. By the way, just to go back, if you want to look at it, it's 26087 Dutch Settlement Street, Dowagiac, Michigan. Again, not far from Spruce Ridge. The golf course will be open again next year. The listing price is $209.9. Dave's cell phone number is 462-2500. Email Dave Springsteen at cressyeverett.com. And Everett has two T's. But a lot of our area, Van Buren, Cass, Berrien County, is well in septic. So if I'm haven't bought a house or I haven't done that before, tell me about those, just the basic first part, the inspections.
Sure. Well, in most cases, when you're on a well or septic, and we do have areas that are well only or septic only,
Even in Fairplane, you can find houses that are still on wells, and the well is in the house in some cases.
And what you run into is around the lakes, you generally run into, they have municipal sewer, but they still have wells. We'll start with a well. A well is, there's basically two types of wells. There's wells like 4 or 5 inch wells, which are the newer type, which have the pump is down in the well. In other words, it's down in the pipe. So you'll hear a hum when it's on, but you don't really hear it like you used to, where the pump was right in the basement or whatever. There are still a lot of the old ones around, which are
2 to 3 inch pipes.
They're 2 or less. There's even inch and a quarter. Wow. So inch and a quarter is 2. So there's 2 different inspections that we typically do, you know, forgetting about government loans, talking about any time that I sell a house with a well. We do a gallons per minute test, and we do a nitrate, bacteria, and nitrite test, which nitrate's kind of the same.
Yeah, we got to make sure the water's not coming over from Flint.
Yeah, and basically what you run into is the standards are such that when it's a 2-inch well or, you know, an older well, we shoot for 3 gallons per minute. They're typically 3 to 5.
Yeah.
If you're in that range, you're probably fine. Now, someone that's buying it may not be fine with that, but that's just the standard, so to speak.
Okay.
As far as nitrate, the standard, I don't know what they use, little pecs per cubic,
parts per million,
you know, but it's 10.
Okay.
So what is the difference between the house that has 9.9 and one that has 10? Is one meets the standard and the other one doesn't. But they're pretty much the same thing.
So just those basic tests, though, what does that cost in general? Because you're not Garrett Labs or somebody else.
Yeah, the water part with the gallons per minute, I think it runs around $150 now. You know, the changes, that's where we see a lot of cost changes.
Yeah.
But probably around $150 for the well inspection.
Home inspectors, third parties that you hire.
They're doing the water test. And it's cheaper because they're just adding it. They're already there.
Yeah. And Garrett Labs kind of folks. There's several others do a lot of water testing areas. So the chemical test is different than that $150.
Yeah, the $150 is for
the well
them
test
to come out and pull the sample, do the gallons per minute, and do the testing.
Mm-hmm.
So say for a Garrett Lab, as an example, they would come out. I believe that's what I'm quoting, is $150 is what they would charge.
And the water
the whole
test
thing, yes. Okay. Yes. Now we cross over to septics. Septics, a typical septic test is, and this is changing as well. We're seeing this in different areas, but a typical septic check was to have a guy come out, pump it, and when he pumps it down, he's looking for 2 things. One is the level of the fluid of the water or liquid, and it shouldn't be above where the pipe that's leading out to the dry wells or the drain field.
Right.
You know, it should be below that or right at it. If they can see, I've had them go and dig up septics and the lids almost being pushed off. And
because
the only reason it's not is it's got dirt over it holding it down because it's backed up that bad. So it's under pressure. They look for back pressure, which would be water coming from where water should be going. Or I shouldn't say water, but liquid.
Yeah, anybody who is on regular sewers and has had the sewer back up in their basement know exactly what you're talking
about. They also look for a baffle, which is basically
prevents that backflow up into the house.
It's basically the pipe that goes out to the final disposal. It's almost like putting an elbow on it. It's getting it, and it's what it's supposed to do is keep solids from entering.
Right.
So there's they look for that, and basically the other part of it is when you do have a well, they do make
how
sure
far
that's
away
50
is the
feet
well
from the well.
From
the,
yeah,
it's supposed to be a minimum 50 feet. So there's a lot of that in that. Those get quite salty. What I'm starting to see, in other words, a typical pumping is 250.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're starting to see, but the measurement and all that part of it, where you have a laboratory or somebody check it, you know, they add a little too. So, I mean, by the time it's all said and done, if you have a well and septic, it's probably going to be around $500.
Yeah.
But what I'm starting to see, and especially the Kalamazoo area, is they're starting to dig up the final disposal even.
Wow.
Which is kind of weird. I've not had that. And I'm unusual. Not sure what that's all about. But and then there's a company I've used in the past that actually puts a camera in the pipe going out to see what's, if it looks like there's anything going on in that drain field or dry well or whatever you have.
Yeah, and of course, if you've got to replace any of that septic system, now you've got to get the health department out.
I just got two quotes today, and they're about $7,500.
Right, and you've got to get the health department out to tell you where it can go.
Yeah. And the thing is that what you'll find with the septic is that it doesn't matter how many people live in the home. That's not how they tell you what you need. Basically, the health department comes in, they look at how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, do you have garbage disposal, all that kind of thing. So it doesn't matter if two people live in a four-bedroom house, you're getting a four-bedroom house septic system. You know, not something based on two people living right there. So I've got a lot of experience with septics and wells.
Unfortunately, as a
yeah.
All right, we need to take another quick break to take care of the normal radio occupation business, as it were. We're talking with Dave Springsteen. Thanks, Dave. I needed to have a good understanding of that, too, because I run into it more often than not lately and outside of our local area. Dave's cell phone number is 462-2500. Whether you're looking to buy or you want to list your home, his email is davespringsteen@cressyeverett.com. And his website is davespringsteen.cressyeverett.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
John Wallace and David Bruce Springsteen, Dave Springsteen from Cressy and Everett on Real Talk About Real Estate for this Thursday night. Dave's cell phone again is 462-2500. Email davespringsteen@cressyeverett.com. Easy to find online, Dave Springsteen Realtor, and there aren't any other Dave Springsteen Realtors in the country that I'm seeing anyways.
Not a lot of them.
Let's go to 5772 Garrett Road in Dowagiac. Oh, I switched orders on you here.
Okay.
Listing price $325,000, 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths, 1,230 square feet, and it's we're on Dewey Lake, so we've got 71 feet, is it, of lakefront frontage directly in front of you there?
Yes. And Garrett Road, just most of what's on Garrett Road, your house is on one side of the road, your lake lot's on the other side. It's kind of a weird
phenomenon. Well, that's helpful there, for trying to keep your house out of floodplains.
Well, the other nice thing is you've got privacy.
Yeah.
When you're at a lake house, you have number one thing you'll notice is when you're on the lake side of the house, you feel like you're exposed. You're out open. And so here you don't really have that. You have this nice private area across the road with the house. You still have beautiful views of the lake. And this house actually has a building behind it that has a, the second bathroom is in there. Second full bath.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big family rec room in there and a laundry and some storage. So it's really, when I say 1230 square foot, that's the main house, but you probably have another 800 or it's almost like having a finished basement.
This is
behind the house instead of below the house.
Right. Not that you couldn't live in it year round as well, because that's easy to do. But in the summer, you've got, here's my main living area and we sleep and we eat in here, but we've got this great rec area out back that has a bathroom in it. It's a little less than an acre overall, but you're right across from the lake. So, you know, we've got all kinds of places in between the two buildings that we can do family activities and games and throw a bonfire in the backyard, as it were, depending on the zoning for bonfires and that kind of thing. Gas, forced air, natural gas. It is well and septic, yes?
No, out there you'll be well. But
well and then public sewer. Yeah. 1,230 square feet. Four bedrooms, two baths, right across from Dewey Lake. 5772 Garrett Road is the address. And again, in Dowagiac, and the listing price is $325,000. If you want to take it, well, you can find it online at the website, easy to find pictures, davespringsteen.cressyeverett.com. Dave's cell phone is 462-2500. And now, this is on, is this on the channel or the river?
If the, we move over the, to, the Frost Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Frost Street is on the Dowagiac River.
31791. We get that right. 31791 Frost Street in Dowagiac. $225,000. We've got 1,874 square feet, five bedrooms, two and a half baths, and a beautiful deck as well, looking out over the Dowagiac River.
Yeah, and you got about 3.5 acres. You've got a house there that they just put in all new roof decking and shingles. Right across the street from this house is what's called Dowagiac Woods, which is a 384-acre conservancy, nature conservancy.
So there's nothing ever
going to
be built
paths,
there.
Walking paths. There's numerous, all kinds of wildlife and plant species in there so you've got a lot of things you can do there. Plus, it's right there. I mean, you can canoe, kayak, whatever you want to do on the river. It's a relaxed enough river where it's wide there where you could actually go up river and then come back.
Again,
instead of
go up against the stream.
You know, or you can take a drop card,
in through
5 miles down and spend the day canoeing.
Just
all
canoeing
the way.
Kayaking.
Yeah.
Tubing, I bet some folks do as well.
Yeah.
Master bedroom, of course, is it one story?
It's a two-story.
It's a two-story.
It's kind of a lofty upstairs.
The master bedroom's on the main floor. Property taxes at this point are only $993 a year homesteaded. They probably just a little bit after you.
They will go up, absolutely. Double. Still, they're slow.
The footage. The pictures along the river are just gorgeous. And you've got a couple different decks coming off of the house as well, looking out right over the river. And as you look out over the river, that looks like a horse barn almost way back there. But, you know, you're not looking out again at neighbors or...
No, the people next door, you would... Across the creek from there is their whole front yard. Their house sits way back on the river. So when you're... looking across, you're seeing a driveway and a beautiful grass green area. And then in the distance, there's a horse farm where they have some horses and such. But you have a lot of privacy. But the kitchen is just... You know, it's just windows.
And it's cornered, completely cornered around windows. For a second there, I thought AMC Pacer or something, because it's...
Yeah.
But just gorgeous views. $225,000 a listing price. Again, it's 31791 Frost Street in Dowagiac. Dave's phone number is 462-2500. Email davespringsteen@cressyeverett.com. And sorry, Dave, but we're kind of out of time.
Sounds good. Great.
Thanks for listening to Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, again, call Dave if you're looking to list or buy, 462-2500.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.